going to play the music.
This conference is being recorded.
It's 2 years, everybody. Let it play. Let it play. Let it play. 2 years. Now.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Happy New Year, everyone, all of my beloved brothers and sisters of the Royal Priesthood Nation, and to those of you that are listening, it is a brand new year. We're in 2015. Yes, we made it through the narrow circumscriptions of time and somehow pierced the mystical veil of eternity, and we crossed the threshold into new beginnings. And for that, we are thankful to the Most High. And we thank you for coming into the room on this New Year's Day. And we have much in store for you today, much we think that will be beneficial and helpful for you as you move through this brand new year. We're looking forward tonight to our brothers, my dearly beloved Ross Nathaniel and Cheryl Love and others, to bring us sacred sounds in this room tonight that we've not heard in this room before, but we are moving forward to Aladia and to Don over there at Radio Land, at BBS Radio Family, and to all of those in the audience. Again, Happy New Year to you. Tonight we're going to talk about quite a few things that we've slated out tonight. Basically, we want to talk about meditation and how to meditate and what it consists of and what are the benefits of it and why we do it and what we can expect as a goal of our meditation. We may get into a little bit of Jeremiah 31 and 22, talking about being born again and how born again, of course, is an appropriate subject always in the new year for new beginnings, born anew or born again. And then, of course, we're going to deal with sacred sounds, Aladia. Aladia, what do you think about that, sacred sounds? What comes to your mind when we talk about sacred sounds? Are you there? Did you drop me?
Yes, I'm here. I muted myself out as usual. Sorry.
Okay.
Just talking away there. You would put me on the spot with that since I couldn't find that word tonight, huh? Yeah.
Sacred sounds.
Well, what comes to mind for me is each one of us has a unique vibration, which is a harmonic sound that we put out even though we're unaware of it ourselves, which is our aura. I hope I'm on the right track here with that. Isn't that part of how we attain communion with the Creator?
Well, that is how we commune with Him. You're exactly right. I see my brother, my twin, the other side of me in the room. I believe that's his number. I'm going to do a spot check and take him off mute here, and since he didn't have the host code, and see if that's him. 718, your mic is open. Is that Brother Rosh? 718, your mic is open. Is that Brother Rash? 718. Would you speak at 718? Okay, maybe that's not him. All right. Okay, maybe that's not him. Yeah, but you're definitely right with that. It is how we commune, and it is how we connect. Let me try another number here, 713. Brother Rice, is that you? 713. Oh, that's not him either. Let's try one more here. 718. Is that you, Brother Rice? All right. Nope. That's not him either. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let me do it this way. I'm going to put the Q and A on, and we're going to do it a little early, and I'm looking for my brother here, and give him instructions on how to get into the queue here before we get started.
Q&A session started.
Okay, everyone, if you want to come into the queue, all you have to do is hit *6 and then 1, and that will bring you into the queue for question, answers, comments, whatever.
Okay, *6 and then hit 1, and I'm looking for Brother Rash out there, Rash Nathaniel. I'm looking for him out there in the audience. If you're there, push *6, and I'll see you come up in the queue. I want to open your mic. As we begin to talk about these sacred sounds and vibrations, and Eladia has just told us that they connect us and allow us to have communion. Not only communion, but they also keep us from ever, ever being disconnected with the Most High Creator. There is never any separation regardless of distance. Once we learn these sounds. Now, a couple of weeks ago and last week, we dealt with something out of the Bible concerning these sounds in terms of music, and out of 1 Samuel chapter 16, when we saw that King Saul in the Bible was troubled by an evil spirit, and his advisors told him to go and get a skilled musician or someone that was skilled in playing the harp. And this particular person that they selected, we all know as David. David, of course, is a very familiar character, and we're going to talk about him, crisscross him in another subject matter on tonight, hopefully, if we have time. But David begins to play the harp for this king who has a troubled countenance, has a troubled spirit. In other words, his vibrations, his energies, his mental coherence, or his EEG coherence is off kilter. The electrophysiological brain functions of his brain, the orderliness of his brain functionings are off. He's troubled by a spirit. The thing that brings him back into coherency, the thing that brings him back into orderliness in his thinking is this vibration that is played by King David. And King David at the time was not, however, King David, but later he became King David. And he played the harp so skillfully that it brought mental coherency and orderliness of brain function. The electrophysiology of his brain functioning became coherent again with this particular plane. Now, all of you are familiar with the story of Joshua. Most of you at least have heard of it, or if you haven't, it is when the children of Israel went into what is called the Promised Land, and they were told to march around the walls 7 days. And on the seventh day, they were told to go around it seven times. That number seven is highly esoteric. That number seven has to do with a sacred number that's everywhere. And seven priests, watch this, were to take seven trumpets, and they were to blow. We're going to talk a lot about numbers tonight because numbers are important. And when they blew this trumpet, the vibration changed the molecular structure of the walls somehow or another. And the walls, according to the biblical narrative, came down. They fell flat. So now we see that these vibrations, these frequencies, this particular musical vibration, the blowing of the trumpet, in this case by the priest, they caused the walls, which is a beautiful story, to decompose themselves, and the molecular structure reorganized itself at a molecule level, at a subatomic level, maybe even at a nuclear and quantum level, and they fell flat. They disassembled with a vibration. And then, of course, this is an interesting piece here. If David played his harp, and this trumpet blew, and this wall David played, and coherency was brought to a man who was incoherent, and these walls were affected. Matter and mass is affected by these vibrations. Matter and mass are affected by certain vibrations. Now, what was the key, I wonder, Aladia, that David played? Now, music has keys. There are different keys that can be played on a scale, and each octave has seven notes in it. There's that seven again. Seven notes in an octave. And in the octave of seven notes, it goes from do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. And the eighth note, of course, is a repeat of the first note, double the pitch. So that is one octave or octave in a musical scale. So what do you suppose was the particular key that David played? And the reason I bring this up is because in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, it says that the Christ is holy and true, and he has the key of David. And this key of David, in the next verse, in verse number 8, it says it's almost like a lock and key. It says that a door is open. After having said that there is a key, then there's an open door. And then in Revelations 4 and 1, the writer says that he looked up and saw a door open in heaven. A door, a vortex, a gate, a portal. Going hand in hand, following the syntactical order of that particular passage, or those passages rather, in Revelation 3 and 7, and then in verse number 8 in the same chapter, and in verse number 1 of chapter 4, it looks like key opens door, or opens a vortex. So now we have this vibration affecting the EEG coherency of orderliness of brain function. We have it having an effect on matter and mass in terms of the molecular, subatomic, quantum, nuclear structure of matter and mass reorganized. I'm sure most of you remember the 1971 commercial with Ella Fitzgerald, and is it live or Memorex? And she hits a certain frequency with a certain particular note, and the recording is going, and they're recording her on a what is called a Memorex tape at the time, 1971. That's when they were still using cassette tapes. And she hits this certain note, or a certain frequency, or a certain vibration, and the glass shatters. This vibration changes again the matter, the mass, at a very molecular structure, and the glass itself disassembles or reorganizes. So frequency and vibration are very, very important in those regards. And now we're looking at what was perhaps the key of David, tying in David in 1 Samuel chapter 16 to this key that the Christ of Revelation says that he has the key of David. Now, it is my suspicion and my belief that David, since he's not a locksmith, that the key of David is a musical key, or it is a musical key, a key that he played in that has cosmic resonance. Now, why do I say cosmic resonance? Because in the syntactical order of the procession of this passage in verse 8, it says a door is open. And then chapter 4 in Revelation says that there's a door open in heaven. Now, it says something interesting, too, in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation. Watch this. It says something else about music and frequency and vibration. In that same chapter, it says that I heard a voice, as it were, the voice of a trumpet. There's the trumpet again, a musical instrument. Trumpet again, a musical instrument. Now, don't get too hung up on the musical instrument. What I'm here after now is this vibration. Because it says, and after this I look, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And I'm thinking about this key, and I'm thinking about a door that goes, I'm thinking about key and door, door and key. And now this door is open in heaven, a vortex, a gate, a portal. And I think it has something to do with this particular frequency or this particular key. And he says, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. And it said, come up here. Now, again, this is beautiful this is a beautiful metaphor, esoteric, using the metaphor of a trumpet to talk about a voice, which lets us know that we're still dealing with something here that's musical, that has to do with frequency. Frequency is very important. Now, moving from that, we need to see what effect does frequency and vibration have to do with us. We've already seen that it helps the coherent, the EEG coherency of a troubled king and his electrophysiological brain functioning. We've already seen that he is mentally unstable and emotionally immature, or coming unglued intellectually, mentally. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what this vibration has to do in a biblical context, since this is a Bible line, and you all know that I deal with the Bible. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52, listen to this. Now, this ought to strike home to us, Elijah. This ought to get right down to where the rubber meets the road. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's put the cave where the horses can get it. Your DNA is making music. It has a vibration. The 19 amino acids of which protein is one, and the frequency that is inside of your DNA. Listen to this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, now watch this, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortality must put on immortality. mortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then it shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Now, something about this vibration and this trumpet, again, musical, I'm thinking key again, this key of David. I'm thinking, what is this particular key? This key that can be played, that walls come down, that distorted minds are coherent, that vortexes are open in the heavens, in the cosmos, has cosmic resonance. Now, at a subatomic and a quantum and a nuclear and molecular level within our own beings, in the composition of our DNA and our frequencies, this particular vibration, this trumpet sound, whatever vibration it is, it will change our mortality into immortality. Wow. I'm excited about that. What do you think about that, Elijah? Let me take a brief pause here for a moment and see if anyone wants to jump into the conversation about these sacred sounds. What do you think about what I've just said so far?
I think it's extremely powerful, and I think that that is the key to, that's what we all need to be working towards, finding our key to immortality. And I think it's so simple.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, keep talking. You're talking good, young lady, my sister. Talk, girl.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, after all, that's what we're here on the planet to do, is learn. You know, the spirit came into the meat suit, as I call it, and we're here to go to school. And part of that lesson now is kind of like graduation. We're, you know, in the final exams for college, and we get to graduate if we can figure out how to connect that key. Like the beautiful story, the metaphor that you were talking about a little bit ago with David and playing the harp and all that. And if we learn to play our harp, which is our DNA, I hope I'm on the right vein here, brother. When we learn to play that particular sound, vibration, frequency, if you will, then we find that immortality. And that's promised to us, even in Scripture, correct?
That is promised. That is promised. And that trumpet can sound, my sister, inside of our DNA. Actually, we are all walking pieces, symphonies of music. I think I see my brother. Hold on. I want to bring him in. I want to see. I think he's in the queue. Brother Rash.
Greetings.
Oh, my brother. Beloved,
as you so eloquently describe my beloved sister, we all are part of the soup, the elixir, the remixer. And every one of us bring a little piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And when the sounds vibrate through the timbre of our voice and it is expressed, we in essence embody the love of the Mother Father expressing as our son. We become our trifold body. That's referred to in some circles as the heyos ha koitesh, your inner lighting, where you literally glow and the world can see because you have that cool, that complexion, that complexity that elevates your strands of the dina and the RNA and the mRNA back to the way you were blueprinted to be from the infinite beginning. This is all a graduation now. And believe it or not, when I knew myself, it relays telepathically throughout the collective what I know, you know. Don't ask how you know, because we're a telepathic people. We are a peculiar people, and that's why we came here. Once we know ourselves and we can recognize each other, iron sharpens irons. I am Iron Nathaniel Dawkins, sending you much love, light, peace, blessings, and truth. Pax Vobiscum. Peace be with you. I'm a little under the weather right now. I always get a little download at the beginning of the year that puts me down for the count, but I hunker down and ride it through. So excuse the voice. I don't think I'll be doing much singing tonight, but I'm here.
Oh, I was hoping you could sing for us. I have the chauffeur.
Well, you know, my daddy always says, open up your mouth and let the spirit fill it with words. So there's no telling what I will be able to do. As long as I have breath, I have hope eternal.
Take a few breaths and let me talk just a little bit to the people about this seal of God in their forehead. And in Revelation 3 and 7, it says, the seal of God is in your forehead. It says that nothing is to happen on this planet until the servants of the Most High are sealed in their foreheads. Then I noticed something else. It said something to do with the mark of the beast in Revelation 13 and 16. The beast has a mark, and he says that the mark is in their foreheads. And then in Revelation 22 and 4, it says, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And in Revelation 15 and 2, it talks about getting the victory. Now listen to this, dear children. Listen to this, beloved. Getting the victory. Watch this. I want to say this carefully, deliberately, very slowly. They have gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. And they stand having the harps of God. What? Elohim. What does this forehead have to do with this vibration? What does it have to do with this key? What does it have to do with this frequency? This code that's left to us in this book that we call the Bible says that this seal is in our forehead. The mark, the beast seeks to place a mark in our forehead. And then the Most High says that we will see his face and his name shall be in our forehead. And it has to do with something in our foreheads. And of course, I'm trying to make this very, very simple so we can understand without using technical terms and terminologies that will lose you and you won't understand what I mean. Something is in your forehead that is the point of connection between you and the world that you cannot see, between you and the invisible world. What is this one thing in your forehead? It is called the pineal gland. It is your light receptor, your vibration, your frequency receiver, and it is also your frequency transmitter. It transmits, it receives frequencies. So when we see the beast and the system around us trying to pressure us with the image of the beast, or to mold us in the image and likeness of the beast, or to put his mark on our forehead, or place the number of his name or the frequency, the vibration, sort of like the key, so that we are consumed, so that our pineal gland, which is in our forehead, will resonate with that frequency and not the frequency of the Most High. So this brand new year that we're looking toward, I'm going to talk just at the end of this, and hopefully my brother will give us a sacred song and the sisters will come in with him. I hope they're in the room, Brother Rash. And I hope you're feeling much better. I do understand how I'll talk to you offline after we finish, but we're twins in the spirit. And I felt the same as you felt. But last night, I'll talk to you offline about some of the thoughts that I had. And I am, but I do know how you feel during this time when you're being downloaded with so much. I am feeling the same way, my brother. But your voice sounds clear. It sounds resonant. It has antiphonal, divine melody in it, even as you were straining. Now, I wanted to say that this frequency that we need, and what I really want to contrast here is that the system, or the beast as we call it, is trying to pressure us by divisive strategies, methodologies, techniques, and tactics into being pressured to move away from the correct vibrations of love and truth, of Mayotte, Mother Mayotte, and truth, and balance, and accuracy, and justice, and trying to pressure us into, there's someone else there, 334 is in the queue. I don't know if that's an area code from one of my sisters or not. I'm not familiar with
that. 334 should be Asherel.
Asherel. Okay, I'm going to open her mic. I hope I don't knock you off. Will I knock him off if I open this up, Aladja?
All you have to do is just do this. You don't touch his. Just open her up. Then they're both on.
Do what now?
I am on.
She's on.
Oh, she's on. Okay. All right. Okay. Peace and love, my sister.
Peace and love.
We need to set the tone tonight, the new year, for the people that are in the royal priesthood room, to give them a vibration. As the world seeks to move and change their vibration to one of hate, one of divisiveness that focuses on skin color, that focuses on political and party divisions, Democrat, Republicans, Tea Party is conservatives, liberal. As we focus on the rich and the poor, all of these distinctions that I wanted to deal with tonight that fade away, and hopefully we'll have time. But I'm going to play the shofar. And when I play the shofar, I want you all to be prepared to, and I want everyone in the room to listen to this. Then after we listen to the shofar, I want my brother and sister to loose in this room. I want them to loose in this room sacred vibrations that will resonate through your temples. And the collective temples make a total tabernacle of the Most High for his dwelling place. Listen to the sound of a shofar.
Thank you.
الاكو الاروش كان الاتا شنو ويهو اي الا يهو تايا يا يتا يو يو مي الا يتا يا ينو ويا شنابا وابا وينا يا يا شنو ري نو باليا كنو روحاشي لا 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 يتا غرومبوتي تلكيتا شون لكي تلكو لحتو شنلي تلو كورو تانجيراتيسي نو محالي إيزي ناكالي إطانقوا هنا زيبو تو زندو أتاشي زيبو غوحان إلكو بابا إطانقوا أتيكانيكي هي 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 Kena wahile el alia kande wande isheno upal el yano aya keno ya keno washika aba ya 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 hina aba wan ena ka yim ya 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 me ni ya ya kena ne la hina ya Kenua iha, kenua tise, hone itan gukashe, itan rapa si na katina kuhasha kela alara, nijelo kutanje al itanuku, asiria hine el aliatun, ne semba wahita. Shama Israel keno shunde Shama Israel kutese neku heru uri Jerusalem eina al elakita kenu ku kime hena ike a isis anakati kisi a kena a halara stingala itanu kuba abayan inuwa abawan ikena ku Yehua Yehaya yemya eya inakatunku Alla rata sike.
Beautiful, beautiful. Setting the vibrations for 2015, my brother.
Amen, amen, amen. Grashike wala kdenji brikiwa. Yahawe e Yahahia can tibi likti. Prasitu troskin in Mariakla. A priatu hinkin in mon, crudkilise. Shema Israel leho. La ho di dimboro de Prayala. Elehon, ele is it in moa. Kitty pull at entabrea. Ele uae ikisheki sinkilea. Rauta turta erram crutuye. Agua cantan chile durde te carganta baie. Arte vechiso la plex et un nu e graduien muhaya. La vecule e chakra e tu corazone e ti veci mort goe cascembo. Alleratro u sacrale e tu walaturo scuturice e roscetta. E le prana nana ve brottura cedro tu ai ambra am chakra tu e cascia. Medula oblongata, etro tua hiena, reina atara chambarascara, e la atara utros re, acte vece pineale, ratu curvo cedendo bucue casta, abierto tuturas o schiva scavan di bebedoca, et lutu scembru rotre, etu acte vece intibiduco o diamond itita, lectan credit et ultra, solamon et se utrusu pisum curvia, ella atara cantara, Etri attiveci i tiria a etrusu cun cebru nui chiescia, ison i ai im aweke u cusem tu i quelecta, e chi la ta ra egalitarim un vietne mo gaja, a e calahe con tabro, urg du gentili burrat gredi ancredi in cipua e ges, a casara e la e, ascera la a e, e hi e hi a ha, e te ta ra grammetu dan tata aweke etten ai el aiam, Avoa e antichi ucue casca, viace romburro tua. Filiste santificeci et nuv anum, acel hegisha, Adramujin kirmurutu kelebriace, liberaci diminue. Et le soleil est un ion, immune à aeke washe, activece, muahe akash. Adiartos utetute, usai Hawaii. Open all eyes now to see. Sanctify the clava, calls bringing balance to the chakras in thee. From the solar plex, to the sacral, to the root, to the coccyx and the vertebra, activate now to the I am chakra, prana, tubes, and tava, waeka. The medulla oblongata, the king and queen's chamber, in the higher mind of the Adonai Binai Adonai, activate china, achikaina Adoni, mwai kajemburutu kish, wahea. Connect now to the diamond grid of solar moon, activechi adentro e within earth plane X. Now connect to the I Sun I Am and the e celestial cities of light, abierto ucurum jebnu ac visiris prim cremule e credicem cubua jeta e canci vedeba. Kiti pur et ilium de jude, activechi amun, 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 harmonia ye. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Gracias, Abba Yah, Señor. Gracias, and Ukwasi Naka. Eloha, el Eloko, Abba Yatan, Eka, Kali, Ate, Eshon, Akin, O. Mod, Adi, Tantu, Ush, and Aki. Ne Utasinka. Gracias, Abila, Ash, in Oko. I am grateful to my fathers who have been faithful. Out of many, they are one. Beshinda Kartish Anko. Ava Mara I an Aishi. Isa Sushona Metashi. Meta Halana Kish Anko. Acharyad Kosh in Akir. Fa Asun Eshan Ushanti. Ashanti I am Denatu. Ashanti I am. I am Ashanti. I am here in service with you. I love you all so much. Kebara Tonto.
We love you too, beloved.
We love Ashanti. These sacred sounds have gone through this room and through the radio waves. These sounds that we talked about and gave foundation for in our introduction from this book we call the Bible. And we want you to experience the love and the vibration that it brings and the frequency. Do not be alarmed, my children, my brothers and my sisters. Do not be frightened by what you hear. For perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
Perfect love casts out all fear. Know that this is a new beginning, a new opportunity, a new time, a new day for us here to experience what we have not experienced. I want to open up the room now for Q. You can come into the Q. You can come in. I have some special guests from, I believe, the coast of Mississippi. I'm looking for my brother. Let me see if I can find him. I see my bishop. I'm going to take you off mute. To Shreveport, Louisiana. I want you to check in. It's the new year. Your mic is open while I look for Frank. And so I can find our special guest, first time caller in the room. I'm looking for Frank. And let me see if I can find Frank here. Frank, if you can push star 6, I see my audio. Go ahead. Oh, Bednego. Yeah.
Hey, Khalif.
Bednego, my brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah. What language were they speaking in?
I'll let Brother Raj answer that question for you. Did I knock him off the queue? Let's see if I can find it. I think I knocked him off. Hold on. Elijah, help me out here. I'm trying to multitask. Could you bring Brother Lash back in for me, please?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can bring him back in, but I can unmute their mic.
Yeah, I'll mute his line.
Let's see, that's not the right one. Okay.
Okay. I think I knocked him out of the queue here.
Yeah. 718.
I get up in the morning. Uh-huh. Well, there it is right there. She'll tell me. Okay, go ahead, my sister.
I'm working on it.
She's there. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't put in my glasses
now.
I have no idea.
No. He wants to know what language is that, Brother Rice. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're trying to mess around with it all the time, are you?
To know what language is that? He's knocking you out. Okay, there you are. Come on.
Hello. Father Khalid?
Yes.
This is Oshano. Thank you. Abba Yahweh, he will be back in. He ascends out of consciousness, so at times,
where's the flashlight?
It's difficult to hear him. Yes, I'm not having a question. I was the lady that was speaking. I am a shadow. The languages that I speak, some of these are ancient Aramaic. This is true Hebrew. These are Phoenician and Semitic languages. They are not recorded in the earth. They're recorded in the prophet. This is the Gospel of John, chapter 6. When you look at verses 44 and 45, it talks about the prophet. In Matthew 27:50-53, we're the ones who received these abilities or gifts or languages. Some of these are sounds of creation. They're not words. Color creates vibration. From that, you get sound intonation. Father Khalif can give you more understanding about that than I can at the moment. At any rate, some of these sounds and languages have not been heard in the earth for ages and ages and ages. The true age of this earth, as you know it, is really about 1 trillion years old. It's just very close to 1 trillion. This is from before recording of time. So these are DNA activations. They speak to your soul. Your soul is immortal. And so you will hear some that sound like words that you know, because the words Latin, Hebrew, Portuguese, some of them were what we would call angelic languages or languages of the Elohim, the Elohai, that were adapted for this star system. So they're speaking to dormant DNA in your body when it's like if you could imagine God just breathing and deciding how he wants you to look or see what color your hair is. It's like a bread, and some of this is those tonations. And then they create sound. This was all long before there was language on the planet. You don't understand it like an earth language. You feel it if your heart is open to the truth of love. Because as Father Khalif said, perfect love casts out fear. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. God is love. So that's what perfection is. You will feel this joy inside of your soul. When we work with others, some people, when they go into their own soul language, each one of us have our very own soul language. You call it holy tongue, where you speak directly to Source. I am Abba Yahuwah, Shema the Shekinah, all of that. So each one of us have an individual one. We also have a collective consciousness language. We are Rays, R-A-Y-S. I carry to feel it flame. Father Khalif can explain it to you. Also carry all of the Rays. So I have all of them. I download about 1,000 tonations or languages over time. This is my job, to bring the will of the Father from heaven to earth. This is why they have called me here tonight, to make this for them. So maybe Abba Rosh is back on and he will give you more information. I hope that helps you. This is the language of your soul. This is the language of your breath. This is love. Shen patish an uka. Heno atish en alika. Alchemy. Alchemy. It is the chemics. It's the ancient alchemical languages that you are created from, which is love.
beautiful explanation, Asherel. I will probably explain it in more of a non-technical term. The best way to describe it, it's called language Elohim, because Elohim is a language itself, as well as it is the name of God. In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. It is a programming language that the tonation sounds carries not only frequencies, but formulas. That what I did was an activation for the chakra system from the coccyx vertebrae all the way up to the 33 alignment star portals in your backbone to the back of the base of the neck and into the brain itself and the pineal, as well as the frontal part of your chakra system from the root all the way through the trachea and back to the crown chakra. It's giving the frequency codes that's needed to, as my sister had asked before, that, you know, we are here to graduate and to learn. So just say, hey, a graduation present to in-tune those areas within your operating system to come back to the divine blueprint. If you look at the chakra tree, that is the tree of life. And it's programming because, you know, when you look at it, the human vehicle, the spacesuit that you wear on the three-dimensional planet is a beautiful computerized system. Many people are given the basic necessities on how to operate it, but you are now learning how to operate this vehicle with your higher mind consciousness. And that's the programming codes and releases that you're now receiving. Even when you're dreaming, when you're awakened, you're getting them anyway because we're on the planet and we speak it through the air. It's taken through the grid systems here and being beamed to everyone, everywhere, even the plants, the animal, the elements, everyone's getting it at the same time.
It is the light language, my brother. It is L-I-G-H-T, light language. In the beginning was the Word. It said, let there be light. Elohim, the yellow language, if you look at it, as my brother has explained, is light. And this light frequency also has color codes. We are moving into and beyond the seven color spectrums that we see. Of course, there are seven colors in the tree of life in this dimension, beginning with the red, the orange, the yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, and then the crystal light or clear light, which is eight, which is a combination of all seven put together. And then beyond that, there are seven new colors that are coming in, light frequency, to activate, as he said, this name in your forehead, pineal or pineal activation. And these frequencies should move us into love and into vibrations so resonant with cosmic and creative creation and creator that we will not be able to be moved by the attempts to lower our frequencies in our bodies by all of the bad things that are happening. I don't want any bad news this year. I don't want to hear about what the cabal is doing. I don't want to hear about the police are planning to do and martial law. And I want to stay focused on what I need to do and not what people are doing, because I am more than a customer. I am called to succeed. I am not called to fail. I am not called to be defeated. I am called to be victorious. And I am called not to be sick. I am called to be well. I am not called to die. I am called to live. And I don't want to sound preachy, but I want you to understand that these frequencies are about the tree, life, and unity, consciousness. Matter of fact, let me say this. I wanted to talk about, but it's another subject, and I won't get into it, but I'll touch on it right here. I have about 5 minutes. We have to move, beloved. We have to move beyond our thought process. We have to move beyond our thinking thought process. What am I talking about? In the scripture, it says, take no thought. You have to move past thought to get to the kingdom. Past thought to what? You have to move past thought to the source of thought. And when you move past thought to the source of thought, there is no duality. There is no right, wrong. There is no left, right. There is no up, down. There is no black, or white, or red, or yellow. There is no color spectrum. All is one. It proceeds from one source. These vibrations are meant to move you past thought, taking thought, to silence the thought. It is a technique to move you past thought to the kingdom where there is unity consciousness. And when we get to unity consciousness, the barriers and barricades and walls of division that separate us, that are actually holographic mirages, illusions, they come tumbling down. And we see that all is one. We move past the sensory, perceptive, touch, taste, hear, see, and smell. We move past analytical processes of calculating, of trying to divide and choose, comparison, division, and choice. We move into unity consciousness, and we move into the realm where he says, I am he that make light and darkness. I make evil and I make peace. Such a powerful statement, Isaiah 45 and 7. This is where we want to get, past thought to the source of thought, and that is being. That is being. That is being, that is consciousness. It is there that we make communion and we make connection with the Most High when we're able to lift ourselves beyond the barriers that are illusions, holographic images, to test us. I have been, and many of you have been as well, hated upon in ways that are so graphic we cannot discuss it over this phone. But all of the hate has not emptied me of my capacity to love. I'm more determined to love because I understand that those that have hated, those that have oppressed, all is from one source. It is from one source. So no amount of hatred, although it be a thousand, a million, billion midnights stacked against each other, cannot extinguish the light of my frequency to connect with the unity. The unity field is where we want to be. And the unity field, the unified field, these frequencies are but fading mantras as we go through transcendency and abounding to the unity field where all things proceed from one. Now, we're about to run out of time. We have 1 minute. And we're
going to give out the numbers?
Pardon me?
You want to give out the number for everyone to switch over from BBS Radio over to the conference?
You have the mic. Go ahead.
You always do that. It's 712-775-7085. And the participant code is 568-788-POUND. That number again is 712-775-7085, PIN code 568-788-POUND.
They really don't have no answer. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But
they would have been still on there.
And hold us back. We're going to put our shirts together, going to polish up our ass. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well, don't you let nobody.
right, we're back, everybody. We're back. We're back. Doesn't look like we lost too many calls. We know that it is New Year's night, and we want to open up the queue now for those of you who would like to have some words in this discussion. We could have gone much, much deeper into this tonight than we did, but we wanted to bring you these sacred sounds, and we wanted to bring you these vibrations to tune you that the name of the Most High might be in your forehead, and that you will be able to move beyond our disillusion we're in. It is an illusion, people. It is just an illusion that we're in. We're in a holographic illusion. It is, as many have said, a test. It is just a test. We are graduating. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for to walk across the stage myself. So it is your chance, your opportunity. If you'd like to get into discussion tonight and you have insight, I'm sure you do. I'm sure that there's some out there. Frank, I see you're in the room. I'm going to take you off mute because I found you. My brother.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How you doing, man? Did we make sense to you tonight?
Yes, you did. Yes, yes. I was paying attention. Yes, you did make sense. All of us all paid attention. But I wanted to make sure that we have Dr. King on online with us tonight.
What is his number? Tell me what Dr. King's number is. Give me the area code.
228.
Is what?
228.
228. Let me see if I can find Dr. King here. 228.
Okay.
If you would just push *6, Dr. King, we'd like to welcome you to the Royal Priesthood, Bible Prayer, and Fellowship line. Just press *6 on your phone, and I can pick you right up if you're in the room. Press *6. All right. I'm going to take my brother back off mute here and put him back on open mic. Dr. King, I'm looking for you. Dr. King, are you there?
This is Rashna, Dr. King of Sunrise.
Okay, I'm looking for one of the guests here that we were expecting tonight in the room. 228, you said, Frank?
Yes, 228.
I don't see him. I don't see him. If he could push *6, that would help a lot. Maybe he was in the room and maybe he left. I don't know. We have been on for an hour.
He was there when we first started the show.
Okay, but he's gone now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we missed
him. Oh, okay. All right, well, let him know we were looking forward to hearing from him. If you want to get into the conversation tonight, if you want to have input, we sure that you have vibrations and you have, and we welcome you in the room tonight. I wish I could get my big brother in. He's not saying anything on the line. I saw him in the room, but I think he's on console. I don't know if he can speak or not. It's New Year's. You ought to say something, Dr. Mills. I see you on mute here. I don't know if you can talk if I take you off or not. Can you talk? I took you off mute.
I was just trying to call in from my phone. I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'm sorry. I see you, my people. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my brother.